Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Zakiria. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Delena Bori, and I was looking to file for partial unemployment.
Okay, what's your social?
418-53-9534.
Okay, what's your date of birth?
06-13-2001.
All right, and what's your mother's maiden name?
Tawana.
Okay, and what's your driver license number?
10. One second.
1002055. All right, and what's the highest grade you completed in school?
Ma'am?
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
The highest grade I completed was 11th grade.
All right, and are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
Ma'am?
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
All right. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Veterans prepaid card. The prepaid card takes additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which one do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
All right, what's that routing number?
One second.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I'm putting up my time now.
Okay.
My routing number is 1031-00195.
Okay, what's your message?
Account number?
Yes.
6891-228-09-007.
Okay, can you verify your address, please?
3241 Suwanee Drive.
City and state.
Montgomery, Alabama. Zip code 36108.
Okay, what's a good phone number for you?
256-496-6616.
Okay, has your address changed since the last year?
No, ma'am.
All right, it is necessary to verify your identity or file for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. And which of the following street addresses in Montgomery have you ever lived there or been associated with? 16 Wilson Street, 277 Shadyside Lane, 6424 Taylor Ridge Road, 6820 Center Lane, Center Trail, or none of these above?
None of either above.
Okay. And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Huntsville, Hoover, Athens, Alexander City, or none of these above?
Alexander City.
Okay. And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 2103 F. Scott Court, 239 Calhoun Inversion Circle, 2511 Wood Lane Road, 906 Hickory Street, or none of these above?
906 Hickory Street.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer you have worked for the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right, and what was the last day you worked?
The last day I worked, Monday.
Okay, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, do you work for yourself on a business or you're a corporate officer for a business?
Say it again, Mom. I'm sorry.
Do you work for yourself on a business or you're a corporate officer for a business?
Work for myself.
Okay, are you currently working solo on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
How do you work for a business? You work for a company. Can't say
about the business. Oh, I'm sorry. I work for a business. A business.
Okay.
I work for KSA. Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry about that.
You fine. And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am. And then.
Okay, and are you available to accept all time, all shifts in your normal trade occupations?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And how many miles are you willing to travel to a one-way job?
Fifteen miles.
All right, and what's the lowest hourly wage you accept?
$8.50.
Okay, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, ma'am. I'm supposed to return back this Monday coming up.
Okay. All right, and are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown for more than 2 weeks?
No, ma'am.
All right. And what was your job title?
Doctor.
Okay, and what's the name of the company you work for?
Pad Saver.
All right, and where was it located?
East South Boulevard, across from Baptist South.
Okay. All right, and what was your start date at that job?
I started the exact date 3 months ago. I think around May 26th.
Okay. All right, and have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and why are you no longer working?
I got laid off because I wasn't receiving enough hours. I was only getting like 20 hours a week, 3 days out of the week.
Okay, and are you working all hours made available to you by your employer?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you request a reduction in hours?
Yes, ma'am.
And were you hired to work part-time only?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now I'll give you your 4-digit PIN number so you can do your weekly certifications. Just let me know you're ready to write it down.
Go ahead.
All right, that number is 3401.
Please see your phone.
3401?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, now I'm going to read you your closing statement so you can get more information on your unemployment claim. All right, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim you just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your career center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim for benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet on next week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you would like to file through the internet, the website is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you would like to file through the telephone number, that number is 800-752-7389. And your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instructions listed can result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. And now we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. No, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Have a nice day.
Okay, you too.